Our Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for this time together. Lord, as we think of this holiday season, we're just actually amazed that it's already here. But Lord, You know each day You're with us, Lord. And Lord, at this time, we think of Christmas season, and we just would thank Thee for the gift of Your Son, the Lord Jesus. God so loved the world. So Lord, we just pray that as we would sing, all of us together, as we hear the music and readings, may it just warm our hearts to know how much You love us and care for us and are right with us right now. So Lord, we pray for those that are not here, that are visiting friends and traveling. Keep them safe, healthy. We do thank for everyone here this morning, Lord. Thank Thee for this time together. You might just have all the glory in all that we say or do now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Word of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom, it shall never be destroyed. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land with the shadow of death, on them has the light shined. Vision of Israel concerning Judah and Jerusalem. For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. The only virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. The word of the Lord came to Micah. Hear all you peoples, thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among thousands of Judah. Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you. 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Selections from the 15th century German reformer Martin Luther, the one that was bold enough to stand before the Pope and say, "Here I take my stand, I can do no other." And the first portion is from a Christmas sermon he gave. He boldly challenged his congregation in the spirit that we remember him in. And then the second section, we see more of his tender side. It's a sweet poem he wrote for his young children to sing at their Christmas pageant. But this first one is taken from one of his sermons, Christmas sermons. In the Christmas pictures, we always see Mary riding a donkey. But there's no mention of a donkey in the Gospels. Mary, who might have gone in a golden chariot with angels to attend her, went on foot. She trudged her weight across the snow of the Galilean and Judean hills. And as they approached Bethlehem, Joseph encouraged her, saying, "Oh, it's going to be all right. Soon we'll be among relatives. We can borrow everything we need." Huh, fine idea that was. Mary's time came as they were drawing near, and Joseph sought room for them in the inn. But there was no room in the inn. Ha! Of course there was. There was all the room in the inn, but nobody would give up a room. Shame on you, wretched Bethlehem. You should have been burned with brimstone. Don't you people of this congregation think you would have done any better if you were there? I can just hear you say, "Oh, we would have loved to take care of the baby Jesus. We would have given him our room. We would have cared for him." No, you wouldn't. If you would have been there, you would have not done a bit better. And if you think you would, why don't you do it for your neighbor in your midst, who is Christ among you? So Mary and Joseph were obliged to take refuge in a stable to share with the cattle, lodging, table, bedchamber, and bed, while many a wicked man sat in the hotels and was honored as Lord. Oh, what a dark night this was for Bethlehem, that was not conscious of that glorious light that was among them. And the scriptures say, "She brought forth her firstborn child. She laid him in a manger." Think of it, woman. She didn't even have a cradle to lay the baby in. She didn't have anything. No warm water, no cold water, no pen, no towels, no table. Nothing that our German women have at such a time. It's a wonder the little fellow didn't freeze to death. If I'd have been God and wanted to save the world, I wouldn't have done it that way. I would have just called in the devil and twisted his nose and said, "Let my people go." But God is amazing. He sends a baby as weak and helpless, lying in the feed box of a donkey. And that little baby crushes the devil's back and overcomes all the powers of hell and sin and death. And then this is called the cradle song, written for his children to sing at a pageant, Christmas pageant. From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to everyone. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen mother mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee.
I must say, such talent from one family. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. And I must say, thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to have that talent that we can enjoy and them willing to use their gift for each and every one of us. Thank you. I'm reading from Luke 2, 8 through 20. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid." Can you imagine? And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what was written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly with great joy, and coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Thank you.
The following is a thought-provoking Christmas story written by Nan Weeks in the 1930s, entitled, If Christ Had Not Come. It was Christmas Eve, and Sammy carefully hung his stocking above the fireplace. He climbed the stairs to his room. Most of the time, Sammy didn't like going to bed, but tonight he wanted to get sleep so he could be up bright and early on Christmas morning. He was looking forward to finding out what was in those packages under the Christmas tree. Before he had gone up to his room, though, Sammy and his father sat by the Christmas tree for their daily Bible reading. Some of Jesus' words to his disciples in John 15:22 stayed with Sammy and kept circling through his mind even after he had climbed into bed. He whispered them to himself over and over until he fell asleep. And the five words were, "If I had not come." It seemed like Sammy had hardly gone to sleep when a loud voice called, "Get up, Sammy, get up right away." He sat up and rubbed his eyes. Was it morning, and was his dad calling him already? He jumped out of bed, pulled on his clothes. He sure wondered if he was going to get the presents that he wanted. Skates, a flashlight, a baseball, maybe the model airplane he'd seen at Woolworth's. He hurried downstairs. But all was still, and there were no lights on. His dad wasn't waiting for him at the bottom of the stairs, and his mother wasn't making Christmas breakfast. And the Christmas tree was gone. There were no stockings hanging above the fireplace, no wreaths in the window. There were no presents. Sammy ran over to the front door, and he looked up and down the street. He could hear the rumble of machinery from the large factory three blocks away. He grabbed his jacket and cap, and he raced to the factory entrance. But it was blocked. He was blocked by a grim-looking man. "What do you want here, kid?" he growled. "Why is the factory open on Christmas?" Sammy wanted to know. "Christmas?" the man asked. "What's that? I've never heard of that." "We're busy now, kid. Clear out. You hear me?" Sammy frowned and turned away. He was puzzled and even a little scared. "What's going on?" he wondered as he started toward town. He hurried along the sidewalk. "Maybe I'll find someone else I can ask," he thought. To his amazement, all the stores were open on Christmas Day. The grocer, the barber, the baker, each of them busy with customers, and they impatiently replied to his questions. "Christmas? What's that?" Sammy tried to explain that it was Jesus' birthday, that the first part of the word Christmas means Jesus, but he was gruffly ordered to move on. "Can't you see I'm busy?" the store owner demanded and turned Sammy away. Walking slowly around the corner, Sammy suddenly thought, "I'll go to our church. There's going to be a special Christmas service at noon today, and the people will be getting ready for it." He ran the two blocks, but stopped short in front of a vacant lot. "I guess I'm lost," he mumbled to himself. He looked around, but soon decided this had to be the place. He noticed a large sign, and he read the words on it out loud. "If I had not come." The same words Dad and I read last night, he thought, amazed. If Jesus hadn't come, there would be no church, no Christmas, no Christmas carols. He wandered away, feeling sad and uncertain. "What can I do to celebrate Jesus' birth?" he wondered, "even if nobody else seems to know about it." And then he remembered that his class had gathered up a box of toys and games to send to the foster home so youngsters without families could have presents on Christmas morning. "I'll go there and watch them open the presents," he said out loud, already feeling better. But when he found the street where the home for kids was supposed to be, only the gate was left, and instead of seeing children's home on the archway, he read, "If I had not come." He turned disappointed and sad once more. He came upon an old man looking frail and ill, and Sammy said, "Hey, mister, are you sick? Let's go to the hospital up the road." The man put his hand on Sammy's shoulder, and they started out, but he couldn't walk very fast, so Sammy said he would run ahead and tell them to send an ambulance. they'll get you well again. He said, you just wait. So Sammy helped him sit on the bench till he got back. Sammy ran ahead toward the town and the fine hospital. He knew right where it would be on the corner. But he stopped short when he saw only a busy intersection filled with signs and posters, and the word on each one said, if I had not come. What could he do? The old man needed help. Oh, yeah, the homeless shelter. They'd know how to help. So he hurried on his way. Sammy remembered that the shelter was just down the street from where the hospital used to be, and he was sure the kind people there would take in his new friend that needed help. When he came to the building, instead of a warm reception and people ready to care, he saw angry faces, a group of men gambling. They swore at him when he asked if they could help his friend, and then he noticed over the door those same words. If I had not come. Sammy sighed. He didn't know where else to turn. And then all at once he said, I'll go home. Dad and mother will know what to do for my sick friend. He ran all the way home, scrambled up the steps and in the front door. And on the way through the living room, he stopped to pick up his Bible that his father had read from the night before. Puffing from his run, he opened the Bible and turned quickly past the pages in the Old Testament to find the Gospel of John to read those words, if I had not come. But when he thumbed beyond the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, the rest of the pages were blank. All he could see was the faint outline on each, if I had not come. Sammy sat down, stunned at the thought of a world without Jesus. No Christmas, no churches, no places to help people who were sick, homeless, or in need. And then suddenly, he heard the sound of bells, the chimes from church. Sammy jumped out of bed. He looked around. Hey, I'm in my own room, and they're playing my favorite Christmas carol, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. And then he heard his mother's voice from the bottom of the stairs. Merry Christmas, Sammy. I thought you were going to get up early this morning. Sammy couldn't help laughing. He was so glad it was a bad dream. But maybe it was more than a dream, he said to himself, and he knelt by his bed and prayed. Lord Jesus, I'm so glad you did come. You are the very best Christmas present anyone can have.